702. Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane. Email her on refilwem@702.co.za.
And it's 22 minutes past six. I'm very, very happy to welcome on the line Tim Slavalepsi. We're talking highlining or slacklining. And Tim, thank you so much for your time. I really, really appreciate you waking up early to speak to me today.
Thanks. Yeah. I did wake up a bit early.
Yeah, you did. So you're an industrial design professional. You studied at the University of Johannesburg. And you're more interested from on a professional perspective in talking social and eco-responsibility in your professional environment. But I'll say this, we're not talking your professional work this morning. I'm completely enthralled with your hobby, your activity, your other passion, which is highlining and slacklining. And I went onto your website and saw a picture of you a couple of weekends ago on a rope suspended between, suspended essentially over a gorge. And I thought to myself, my goodness, talk about escalating the thrill factor during a global pandemic. Talk to me about how you got into highlining, Tim.
Yeah, it all started about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think, as most people, I saw a picture of it and was pretty inspired and wanted to try it for myself. Seemed like a big leap, something far ahead in the future.
Sure.
So I just started with like a simple toe strap that I found in a car sales room, like a repair shop.
Sure.
And started really low down on the ground and started to try and learn how to stand up from sitting down after learning how to walk it and get the balance. The kind of goal was to take it into the heights as soon as I could. And so I like leapt at the first opportunity I got to go with someone who already knew how to do it.
Sure.
I guess, yeah.
So, I mean, for many people, what we've experienced or the closest experience of highlining or even slacklining is watching people, do either sort of tricks and feats within an entertainment scenario and not necessarily as a sport. So talk to me about walking essentially a tightrope and getting better and improving, number one, your balance, improving your confidence, and then finally taking it to heights like outdoors between two mountains over a valley. What does it take to get to that level of skill?
Well, it takes a lot of time, obviously. Mm. Like anything, practice makes perfect. And what's quite nice about slacklining is it's the only thing you can do to get better at slacklining is slackline, basically.
Sure.
So it's just about spending as many hours on the line, feeling your body, like being accustomed to how the line moves and shakes and wobbles. And what's quite nice about practicing in the park or on the ground is you can choose any set of trees
sure.
to make the line incrementally longer.
Mm-hmm.
So I started at like my first longish line was 30 meters, and then I kept on making it 10 meters longer every time I went out. And that almost forced every session I had to pull me into the flow state. Like uh-huh. really, if you don't focus, you fall off. So it puts your head into the zone. You have to almost become this like, yeah, you get into this meditative state as you're walking, and it just keeps you feeling really good because it's time to yourself, time to learn. And I think it took me probably 7 months of trying a lot and practicing to actually work up to walking my first high line.
Yeah.
Which was in Waterfallburen.
Yeah. And what I'm really curious about, Tim, is, you're talking about working up to walking your first high line. How are those ropes established? How are those lines, rather, established and tethered? Is there a professional network or some kind of network of highline, what do you guys call it, highliners or highline walkers?
Yeah.
Who puts these up, who establishes these and makes sure that in terms of safety, everything is secure?
Mm. Well, it's the Highline community, you could call it. Mm-hmm. And that's all self-driven, self-funded, self-regulated even.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there are general principles in climbing and rigging that are pretty universal. And it's up to us to rig the lines, put the bolts in, or establish the anchors, the natural features. It's always good to learn from a mentor.
Sure.
I was lucky enough to meet the guy in Cape Town. He showed me the ropes, so to speak, at first. but it's all stuff we do as a community, and it's up to you, essentially, to make sure that the rig you're walking is safe enough
mm-hmm.
and redundant, and all the kind of rigging principles are followed.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's generally one line for walking mm-hmm. and another line for a backup, mm-hmm. and you also have a leash attached to a harness.
So okay.
It's very safe
mm-hmm.
if you do it properly.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, I also understand that, you know, in my mind, as soon as I saw that picture of you sort of on this rope and suspended over a gorge and over a valley, I just thought to myself, my goodness, talk about the ultimate social distancing activity, first of all, during this global pandemic. But of course, it's also just a great way to be out and about in nature and to explore your province, right? So, you know, your favorite places to go to, your parks perhaps to visit, and to either just be in nature and taking walks and climbing, or in fact to be to go and highline.
So I live in Joburg, and my favorite park, I guess, is Emerentia.
Mm.
They have some good lines there, and Delta.
Sure.
And in terms of big high lines in the mountains, it's the best, I think, is Waterval-Boerven is one big place with some big valleys.
Yeah.
And the other is in the Magaliesberg. I'm part of the Mountain Club of South Africa, which grants me access to a lot of the big cliffs down there. And those are pretty breathtaking. And special features, beautiful, beautiful scenery, beautiful landscape.
Lovely.
Yeah, I love it.
Tim, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. And so softly spoken, but my goodness, incredibly brave. That voice belies the fact that, you know, you do some really, really hectic stuff every weekend or whenever you get a chance. Really appreciate catching up with you.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Fantastic. And anyone who wants to check out and learn more about highlining, your website is called?
You can find timslab.co.za.
That's simple. Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much for your time, and keep well until we chat next.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. That's timslab.co.za.